All right, Paul. Smith gets to work fashioning tin into the shape of a coffee mug, and a confused Candoc starts working on wiring and lighting. You work to clean up the space to make it look more presentable while Nicholas is out buying a buttload of coffee. That's when you get a call from Danny.
Just a moment, gentlemen. I have to take this. I go outside. Yo, what's up, Danny?
Hey, boss, we got good news. We got a guy named Ricky out on bail, and he said in exchange he can set up a meeting. There's a place called Hermes Construction. And if you can get there in like 2 hours, Mercury will have a guy talk to you. Just go around back to the shipping entrance and say you're there about an order of sanding mix.
All right, great. I love it when things move fast, Danny. You did good.
Glad to help. Is the plan still to topple Unstoppable Industries?
If we want to rise in the ranks of Mercury's gang really fast, we gotta deliver like superstars.
Well, how exactly?
To put it short, it's gonna be very illegal and very villainous, but I'm trying to keep it clean.
Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to sound nervous. It's just, like, it's all happening, you know?
Yeah, I know, Danny. But things happening can be better than things not happening, if you get what I'm saying. The worst case is if everything keeps going the same.
I can see that. And I also get why you're keeping us in the dark on stuff. Cloak and Dagger doesn't work without the cloak.
Nah. But hey, don't be afraid to let me know your thoughts and share your opinions. No organization grows well by having only one man's voice, right?
That's right. Well, I'll let you go. Good luck with Mercury.
Thanks, Danny. I'll keep in touch. Okay, go back inside. Good news. It appears we have an interview regarding our future business plans. The appointment is immediate, however, so I'm curious if the two of you would like to come with me. You could potentially better explain the technical details of the plan and better establish your own terms.
Where are we going?
A place called Hermes Construction to meet with an associate of Mercury.
Well, if it gives us a chance to talk terms, I'm up for it. I'll be honest, Mr. Green. So far, you've really surprised me. You obviously know what you're doing. I guess with shapeshifting, it makes sense you could have hidden a while.
Yeah. Who'd you work for in the past?
If I went on talking about my history too much, it'd spoil the allure. Mystery builds mystique.
Well, you knew who we worked for in the past.
Do I? Or did I torture someone to get your numbers?
Did you?
I'm kidding. You came recommended by the Fabricator, obviously.
So you used to work for the Fabricator?
I have always worked for myself. But I've worked with a surprising array of names and faces, and we're about to meet another one. Shall I drive?
We'll follow you.
You guys get in separate vehicles and make your way to Hermes Construction. Unless there's another way you want to approach this, you park in the front, walk to the back, and pound on the delivery entrance.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything that makes him nervous.
Then a guy in a safety vest answers the door and says, "Hey, you looking to drop something off?"
"I have a shipment of sanding mix."
The guy says, "All right, come in." It's not an overly huge building, but you walk by a bunch of storage and you're led to an office. The guy opens the door and motions for the three of you to go in. Inside the office is waiting your son, Paul, Howard. There's a chair in front of him, and behind the chair are two goons. Howard tells the guy at the door, "Can you get two more chairs?"
"Oh, I've heard of you, Howard. Supposedly trained by the renowned Kimon in his own personal style."
"My father has his own style, but nobody else can really learn it. He has super kinesthesia and a cat-like sense of balance. You could train all your life and not learn some of his technique."
"The word on the street was that you somewhat underperform in comparison to your master."
"Who's saying that?"
"The streets."
Howard looks at his goons. "Are people saying that?" One of the goons shrugs, like he doesn't know.
"A man of your size, I'm sure few enough are saying it to you personally."
"I have the strength of an ox. Two oxen. And more powers besides that. I'm not underperforming compared to my father. He's never even fought me seriously."
"Clearly, I've touched a nerve."
"Who are you?"
"I haven't got a name. My friends called me Mr. Green, but the news has spent a little time calling me the Doomed Man. You might have seen me after I kidnapped Kelvin McDonald."
"You're the Green Knife Guy?"
"I so hate labels. I like to think of myself as a general color knife guy, but yes, I did wear green."
"This is what you look like without the costume? You look like, I don't know, like a teacher or something."
"If you'd been listening, you'd hear the rumors that I can shapeshift."
"All right, then. Shapeshift. Turn into something serious. Turn into me."
"No. The process is arduous, unsettling, and slow. This form doesn't draw attention. It's fine."
"Look, a friend of mine said that you were looking for work and said that you did him a solid. But you come in here and you're insulting me. And who are these guys?"
"Oh, they're fairy godparents."
"Yeah, we make dreams come true."
"Only for good little boys and girls, though."
"Well, Candoc only helps the good boys and girls. But if you slip me a 20, I won't ask. And Candoc will help me. I'm a good boy."
"Well, my dream is about to be to throw you guys out of here."
"What if I destroyed Unstoppable Industries?"
"Like what? Like killed Kimon and those other guys?"
"I'd like to work with Mercury. I hear his gangs dominate the city, and from him flows the underworld's cash. However, I understand that you've suffered a few humiliating setbacks. If I know a good organization, you're wondering how you can send a message. They attacked one of your holdings. It's time to strike theirs. I'm offering, in exchange for fair compensation, to bring down Unstoppable Headquarters, the corporate building in the heart of the city. And I'll do it in Mercury's name.
Howard looks at you, then to his goons, then back at you. Finally, he says, "How?"
I look at Kandok.
Fairy dust.
Yeah, the stuff is crazy volatile. Little spark and boom.
It takes a lot of energy to grant wishes. Fairy dust is full of explosive energy.
So, a bomb.
Do you wish there was a bomb in Unstoppable HQ? We could wave our wands.
I might wish that. That'd draw a lot of heat, though. We have to do business, and there's no way to do that if they declare martial law or something.
You must have enemies at the gates. Adversaries who can smell your weakness, who know you just lost a stronghold and a considerable investment. And let's be frank, there's no way that Mercury was building a war machine just for the sake of selling drugs. He has grander ambitions, doesn't he?
He might.
These are turbulent times. There are a lot of angry people. I am an angry person. Let me help Mercury realize those angry ambitions.
What would it cost if you guys did decide to blow up Unstoppable HQ?
I'd like to meet Mercury himself. I'm a fan, if you will. I want in. I recognize this is a price unto itself. However, my fairies would like something more substantial.
Yeah, so the thing is, when we take a kid's teeth, we gotta leave money. But we haven't figured out how to make money from taking teeth yet, so we'd like an offshore source of passive income.
For the kids.
For all those little jack-o'-lantern smiles out there.
You guys are nuts.
Look, you pay us, we do the job. We do other jobs, too. You'll be glad you met us.
So you want in with the boss, and the two of you want ownership and something overseas.
A fine summary.
And how do I contact you if I want you?
I give him a phone number. Call me here. This phone is special. For you only.
All right, fine. Get out.
I get up to leave.
The guy sent to get chairs is just coming back with two of them, but when he sees that you're leaving, he sets the chairs down, leads you outside, and then shuts the door behind you. Don't come back unless you're called, he says.
You think they're gonna go for it? For a normal organization, blowing up a building would be the worst idea.
I think they will. The point about the war machine is self-evident. There's something to that. They must have already been plotting some kind of terrorism. That was wonderful improvisation, by the way. I enjoyed you playing along with the fairy godparents bit. Although you did get a bit tangled when you morphed into the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy can be a godparent. Tooth Fairies are job, and godparents are home life.
I don't think so. The godmother is always watching. The Tooth Fairy flits from pillow to pillow, harvesting teeth across the planet. There's no way that she could do both at once.
Okay, every child gets their own fairy godmother who's in charge of all the fairy stuff. And if every kid has their own godmother, then she can also do the teeth.
Well, I suppose you would know if you're the fairy. By the way, thank you for not flying off the handle when I called you fairies. I realized a bit too late what I'd done there, but you rolled with it.
You made it weird, but we tried to salvage it. I mean, why'd you open up with insulting that Howard guy?
Yeah, you call a boss's competence into question in front of his own men, there's a good chance you're gonna turn up dead.
I assure you that in spite of whatever potential Howard may have, he's wasting it as nothing more than a pathetic middleman. He'll escalate our requests up the chain, and I'm confident that we'll be taken up on our offer. Previously, Mercury inducted Heatstroke into his gang, and that means he's trying to shore up Super Muscle. The news reported the three of us are all super muscled, ergo we should be valid applicants to that desire. Even if they tuck their tail at the thought of a real attack, I assume we'll still be offered some level of work.
I don't know who Heatstroke is.
Apparently, he was the arch-nemesis of Freeze Frame, though Freeze Frame didn't know it either. Regardless, I think I see a pattern in Mercury's behavior.
Fine. In the meanwhile, what do you want us to do?
Let's finish our work on the Big Donut Shop. It's my favorite part of the plan, and I'd like it to be perfect.
All right, to the coffee shop.
You guys return to your work setting up the coffee shop. Working at it all day, the three of you make some pretty good progress. The heating coils get assembled, you put the fake mug on top of the coils, you coat the mug in insulation foam and sand it down, then get it a coat of white glossy paint. It's starting to get towards the evening, and you're working on the logo when you get a call from the phone number that you gave to Howard.
Hello?
It's Howard, he says. Is this Mr. Green?
This is he. How can I help?
The boss says he's in. Take down Unstoppable HQ in the next week, and you'll get paid, and you can meet the boss.
Then I look so forward to meeting him. Ciao.
Ciao? Seriously?
Yes, ciao.
Was that Mercury?
Already?
Yes. Well, no, it was Howard, but we have 1 week to carry out the plan.
So quick? I guess it's good we already got started.
Hold on, I don't just have a bunch of C4 sitting around my apartment. You also don't just blow up a tower randomly, that takes planning.
Ah, right, I knew I forgot something. I go to my car, get all the security details for Unstoppable HQ, and hand them off to Kandok.
Hal, how do you always have this much inside information about our targets?
Shapeshifter and man of talent.
Even then? Jeez, you must have worked with the CIA or something. This all keeps being too smooth.
Thank you. Now, as to your explosives, I know that in the past you've worked with the Fabricator, who happens to dabble quite extensively in construction. If you know demolitions, I assume it's because you have experience with demolitions. You must have been provided explosives by one of the Fabricator's people in the past, yes?
Yeah, those kind of jobs were rare, and always on a way smaller scale, but Fabricator's people do have access to explosives.
Then go to whoever provides you with those explosives and pay them a generous amount to lose as many as you require.
We're talking about a whole tower. And you want this controlled, right? That'll be a decent amount of explosives, all hooked up or on a careful timer.
Can you have them prepared by Sunday?
If Fabricator's guy cooperates, I think. I'd be nervous about it, but yeah.
How are we supposed to actually get the bombs planted? We have to go up and down the building. That's not going to be a short order.
Security on Sunday is quite minimal because the building is closed. The only people in are a few managers, reception, cleaning staff. For that reason, there will only be a single guard watching the cameras.
So we kill him.
No.
Smith is right, Green. We can't keep tying people up and stashing them under freeway overpasses. There's only so many of those in the city, and eventually they'll put cameras up.
All we have to do is keep him from reporting for work. I can slash the tires on his car on Saturday night. On Sunday, he'll call his manager, but I'll have stolen the manager's SIM card. The call will go to me instead. I'll mimic the manager's voice and inform the guard that everything is fine, he's covered. There will be no one at the post that day. Kandok and Smith, the two of you need only dress as janitorial staff. Spend the time you need placing bombs wherever they have to go. One of you, I suppose, watch the security footage and coordinate with the other so that you don't accidentally bump into real janitors.
So we just load up the cleaning cart with explosives and distribute them out?
No one will pay you any mind. So yes, do exactly that. And make sure they're placed somewhere hard to notice if the floors have any occupants. Once you're done, set a final charge on the ground floor. Something small to scare everyone away. Pull the fire alarm, and once everyone is outside, detonate the small charge. After everyone runs, begin the main event.
If you're trying to scare everyone away, we ought to make it two diversionary bombs. See, these days, I figure the first bomb would cause everyone to get out their phones and film it for social media. But a second bomb would make them realize they don't actually know how many bombs there are, they're not safe, and they should get away. Then we do the third big bomb.
You know, Mr. Green, there's positively no safe way to bring down an entire building of that size without some collateral. Debris are going to go flying. People might be stuck in traffic outside the building. Small particulates are going to be spreading out pretty far. Police response time in the city center won't be that bad. 5 minutes if we're being generous. 10 if we're being cynical. No idea what margin of error.
They won't exactly call this a charity.
I'm just saying, when you kidnapped McDonald, you really did pull it off the way you wanted. I've been checking online, and you got a bit of a fan club. Of course, that fan club also got a bunch of retaliation, and people got fired for praising you. If you blow up a building, though, I don't see what your fans have to cheer for.
This, and I gesture at the fake coffee stuff, this is where we tell them what to cheer for, and why they're happy to see that building go down. All we have to do is speak the plain truth that everyone already knows. We say the things that they're always trying to deny.
And then we've got to say that Mercury organized it.
And then we're in with him, and the rest is a matter of politics. We shall see how well Mercury guards his back.
Oh, I see. You're in it for the hostile takeover.
From what you've witnessed so far, would you expect anything less?
Honestly, can't say that I would so far.
And, Kandok and Smith, seeing what's to come, and knowing what we can do, do you think there might be some benefit to sweeping to victory at my side?
I'll be honest, we've both been skeptical of you. With everything about you, I mean, but you keep pulling it off! What we can say is, we'll go to Mercury with you, and then we'll see what Mercury's like. After that, I guess one of you is going down.
And you'll be on the winning side.
That's how we've stayed in this business for so long.
What spark lights your soul, Kandok?
Money.
Well, with my victory shall come wealth. Though a man in my position must believe victory is at his fingertips no matter the conditions. Regardless, let's get to work. Kandok, procure the explosives. Smith, you, myself, and a friend of mine will continue to work on the set until Saturday, at which point I'll handle our security guards.
If we're gonna dress as janitors, aren't we gonna need uniforms?
Don't worry, I'll care for that as well.
You must be the center of attention around Halloween, Mr. Green.
My dear Smith, I am always the center of attention.